Hello everybody, welcome to Radio Up. Today's episode is about our perception on mental health and how that can affect how we perceive ourselves before and after our diagnosis. Start us off, we'll hear from our member, Christy.
Function in the real world as normal as a normal person, if that makes sense. And then once I got diagnosed, I realized that I could function in the world, and I could, you know, be quote unquote normal and not be unstable and unwell, and you know, I'd be able to go through the day-to-day activities as if I was a regular person without a diagnosis. And that's what I have.
Thank you, Christine. Anybody else?
Sure, I'll have a go. In my case, I had psychosis for about 15 years, and it steadily progressed towards something severe. And I still hadn't gone to the doctors to have it diagnosed. I was just on a high, and I just basically functioned like that. And then push came to shove, I went to go and see a doctor, and she said that I had one diagnosis that I couldn't agree with. And so she just said, oh, you've got hate going on, I guess would be the best way of saying it, and you don't agree with anybody. So I weaned myself off the pills that she gave me, and I went to see another doctor, and then another doctor, and then another doctor, until I was given a second chance. They gave me the right pills, and then I got an injection, and all of a sudden I was functioning. I was able to do everything. So for me, I was fighting with the doctors because they didn't know. And for myself, I didn't feel qualified to say, well, hell, I know. So I felt it difficult to stand up for myself and say, well, I need to have another diagnosis. This one's not working. Anyways, I'm happy these days, and I function quite well and open to friendship, and people have to take sometimes, and I'm not feeling too hot, but otherwise things are great. Thank you.
Okay.
I can perceive the moments that are mentally unwell. I can hold on to it and not run away. So my perceptions of the change before and after, I don't run away anymore. If something's not right, then I stop and I self-check. Well, until I got the right pills, I didn't accept it. But now that I have the right pills, I accept it and I've moved on.
Before I was diagnosed and I would have these episodes of depression, whatever, I was very discouraged and felt like I was really a strange person because I didn't know of anybody who suffered from depression or anything like that. So it was difficult dealing with my illness, which happens to be bipolar, until I got at 26, I believe, I got a, I happened to have an episode and I ended up in emergency. And the doctor, the attending doctor said, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. And he gave me a medication that turned out to be a godsend, really, and got me out of my episode. So it was like, oh, wow, this is wonderful. I thought, this is great. I won't have to go through another one of these and try to battle the darkness that's within. So I was very pleased. But I realized along the way that it doesn't really ever go away, but you can get it under control. So that made me feel much better. My understanding of my illness, actually, over time, has become more, shall I say, more acceptable to me, because along the way, things have slowly improved. And so I do feel better about it in some fashion. Although when I go through an episode, it's like starting all over again. But generally speaking, along the way, from the time I was 19 till now, things have certainly evolved.
When I was growing up, I thought that people with mental illness were strange. And I was actually afraid of them, and I tried to stay away from them. And then when I came to Canada, I had a small baby, and I got my first real depression. And I was very fortunate that I found a doctor and a good medical team. And slowly, things started to get better. And I also realized that I'm still the same person as I was before. And I'm able to keep friendships and being involved with other people. And I was able to raise a child, and I felt much better about it. Over.
Yeah, it's hard to confess that somebody has a mental illness, but after the doctors decide if you have a mental illness or not. So the doctor insisted that I have mental illness, so I don't have a problem with that anymore. I take the medication, no problem. And I thought that being mentally ill is a shame. But now I see, I go around, walk the streets, go on the bus, the metro. Nobody has a problem with that with me anymore. I mean, not even before, but even if I was diagnosed for schizophrenia, for example, it's not a shame, you know. It's not going to stop me from doing anything. I still have anything I could do. No problem with that. It's just I have to obey the rules, because the doctors are more knowledge, have more knowledge than me. They know what's best for the Canadian citizens. You know.
I would just say that after my diagnosis, that I realized there was a lot of information and a lot of help you can get from doctors and so forth. And I mean, it doesn't decrease anybody. It makes them just, everybody's pretty much the same as regular people. And you can continue having the normal, you know, normal same thing as everybody else. So I think, there's a lot of information and people are aware how to get help, and they should be able to do a really good job of
I can go ahead.
All right, please.
I had been going down in, like, when I was diagnosed this most recently, I had been going to down and down until finally, you know, I had a major crisis, and I would be crying all the time, and I had to go to the hospital. And if I hadn't, then, and I was even suicidal at the time, I just didn't care about anything. But the point I'm trying to make is, after going to the hospital, I stayed at the hospital for almost 2 months. And during this time, I did activities in the hospital. I would do art, and I would, you know, do things like that. And I felt that being in the hospital, meeting with the OTs, and then having an OT after my time in the hospital made a big difference. And I had a psychiatrist, although I didn't spend a lot of time with the psychiatrist. I thought if I had spent more time, it would have been more helpful. But the OT, who is Suzanne Rouleau, if it wasn't for her, I don't know if I would be here today. So I think her guidance was very helpful. She kept me in check, and she helped me a lot with all the papers and insurance forms. And I honestly think that I wouldn't be here today. And I'm continuing to see an OT and a psychiatrist. And if I didn't have that support, like a mental health team, and I had even seen a psychiatric nurse at the Jewish General, and I was involved in their programs. They have different courses. So even that was a big eye opener. Like, you know, there was everybody had a mental illness, and we still functioned. You know, we still could learn things. We went apple picking. We went to Sugar Shack, and everybody was doing the same activities and different diagnoses, different points, and that saved my life. Thank you. She would listen to me, but she would also, we would have these sessions where we would talk about, you know, what I was feeling, how I was feeling, and how to deal with certain emotions. And, you know, if I was going down into a deeper depression, I felt that I could, I was always asked, like, would you be able to tell if you were at a point where, you know, and I said yes, like I would be able to tell if I was, you know, going back to suicidal thoughts. And it was just the talking, I think it was just having somebody to talk to that had knowledge of the, you know, everything that helped me.
What really helped me was my medical team, my doctor, and I saw a psychiatric nurse, and I saw also an occupational therapist at the time, and they helped me with dealing with the government and getting support financially from the government. And later on, my friends helped a lot. We didn't always talk about mental illness. We talked about other things, and that really helped me to feel like I'm a worthwhile person, and I'm not just sick. Over.
Can I say something else?
Of course. Go ahead.
I want to say something about Heidi and then James. Just having those friendships, even if it's at, you know, Up House, like when Heidi and I used to knit together and we used to have those discussions and chats, you know, you feel like, you know, for a brief moment that everything, you realize everything is okay, and that you can have those relations. Those interactions and with James, talking with James and other people at the clubhouse, EMAD and everything, you have those interactions, and that helps tremendously with how you're overcoming the, you know, the depression, suicidal thoughts, that.
Okay, everybody, I'm back again. One of the things that I don't really get a chance to talk to people about who I am and where I come from. And it's not that it's necessary information, but I struggle with I want to work. And I can't work ever again. My doctor said, no more working for you. And I find it so hard to be poor, knowing that if I was rich or I could have a good job, I'd at least have a car that I could go places. And it's just very difficult. Anyways, I walk a lot. And that's what brings me to Up House, because it's a work order day and there's things to do and there's people to chat with, and it's like an office kind of a job. So it's not quite enough, but it does the trick. And that's what I wanted to say.
I would like to go.
Go ahead.
I would like to tell them, keep your appointments with your doctors or your OTs. Take your medication regularly. And try to join Donald Berman Up House when you can. When you feel you're ready to, at least come and visit and see other people with mental illness functioning in, like, doing data entry, doing radio up, doing, you know, the cooking when we had cooking. And I think that'll give you hope for the future, that you can be part of a community and a caring community. Thank you.
I would just say that every option that you have is infinite. And if you think about life we live with walls and disappointments and all of these things that make it negative, one thing about Up House is that it helps you to grow into a new paradigm, in which you make decisions and you rebuild for yourself your own personality. So you don't have to live amongst people you don't have to hide your mental illness. And that's an important step that you can take before you go back to anything else. Thank you.
I just want to say that I know that I will never be able to go back to work. It was kind of the tipping point for me, but there's still something out there for you beyond actually a day job. You can still have purpose and meaning by coming to Up House, joining art groups, you know, going to the museum, and there's Art Hive, and that's all free. So there's a number of things that you could do. Thank you.
I would like to say, keep going to your appointments, your medical appointments, and talk to the people. And if you do feel suicidal, please tell somebody. There are places where you can call and you can talk about what's going on with you, and they will help you. If you need to see a doctor, they will tell you.
Just want people to understand not to be afraid of us, because we have that label of mental illness, and it's important to be able to show support for the individual. If you reject them, it just shows them that it validates the stigma about mental illness. But if you show support, you're caring, you're loving, and that you welcome them back into the community, I think that it helps quite a bit.
I would just say that please accept us the way we are, and we are trying to understand our own illness, and we don't want to make things complicated for you or difficult, but sometimes we have episodes, and that is something that is difficult to take.
Ask you to read your song, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, thank you. Suddenly, it's hard to get going. Things don't seem right. A shadow hangs overhead. Insidious melancholy takes over. Oh no, this again. Another battle to win. Alone, the struggle is insurmountable. Help brings light, help lifts spirits. Thank you, family. Thank you, friends. Without your presence, the road is endless. Thank you, family. Thank you, friends. Out of darkness, into the light. Into the light. Engage in the fight. Avoid flight. Gain insight. Move forward to overcome the darkness. Resist solitude. Adopt a winning attitude. Listen to the advice. Accept the wisdom. Alone, the fight is impossible. Help brings light. Help lifts spirits. Thank you, family. Thank you, friends. Without your presence, the road is endless. Thank you, family. Thank you, friends. Out of darkness, into the light. Into the light. Thank you, me. It's been a long journey to where I am, from melancholy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lena. This is so amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you to all the members and listeners of Radio Up. We really enjoy making episodes for everybody to enjoy. And thank you, Lena, for sharing your song. It's remarkable. And feel free to find more Radio Up episodes as you wish. And have a great one from Up House.